at best. That was why they needed complete deniability. If whoever they sent failed, Rapp would come looking. Despite their positions of great power, and they had no intention of spending the rest of their lives with a man like Mitch Rapp hunting them. Chapter 1. Langley, Virginia. Rapp stood in front of his boss's desk. He'd been offered a chair, but had declined. The sun was down, it was getting late. He'd rather be at home with his wife, but he wanted to get this thing taken care of. The file was an inch thick. It pissed him off. There was no other way to describe it. He wanted it gone, off his desk, so he could move on to something else, something more important and probably more irritating. But for now, he simply wanted to make this particular problem go away. His hope was that Kennedy would simply read the summary and hand it back to him. But that wasn't how she liked to do things. You didn't become the first female director of the CIA by cutting corners. She had a photographic memory and a hyper-analytical mind. She was like one of those high-end mainframe computers that sit in the basement of large insurance companies, churning through data, discerning trends, risks, and a billion other things. Kennedy's grasp of the overall situation was second to none. She was the depository of all information, including and especially the stuff that could never be made public, like the file that was on her desk right now. He watched her flip through the pages with great speed, and then backtrack to check on certain inconsistencies that he had no doubt were there. Preparing these reports were not his specialty. His skill set had more to do with the other end of their business. There were times when she would read his work with a pen in hand. She'd make corrections and jot down notes in the margins, but not now. This particular file could turn out to be toxic, the type of thing that would ruin careers like a tornado headed for a trailer park. Kennedy knew when he came to her office, either early in the morning or late in the day, and refused to sit, that it was a good idea to keep the cap on her pen. She knew what he wanted, so she kept reading and said nothing. Kennedy wanted final review on things like this. Rapp wasn't so sure that was a good idea, but she had a better grasp of the big picture than he did. She was the boss, and ultimately it was her pretty little neck on the chopping block. If the pin got pulled, Rapp would jump on the grenade without hesitation. But the vultures on the hill would want her hide too. Rapp respected her, which was no small thing. He was a loner. He'd been trained to operate independently, to survive in the field all on his own for months at a time. For some people, that type of work would be unnerving. For Rapp, it was Valhalla. No paperwork, no one looking over his shoulder, no risk-averse bureaucrat second-guessing his every move. Complete autonomy. They had created him, and now they had to deal with him. Guys like Rapp didn't do well taking orders unless it was from someone they really respected. Fortunately, Kennedy had that respect, and she had the clout to make things happen, or, as in this case, simply look the other way while he took care of things. That's all Rapp wanted. What he preferred, actually. He didn't need her to sign off or give him the green light. She just needed to give him the file back, say goodnight, and that would be the end of it. Or the beginning, depending on how you wanted to look at it. Rapp had the assets in place. He could join them in the morning and be done with it in 12 hours or less if there weren't any surprises, and on this one there wouldn't be. This guy was a moron of the highest order. He would never know what hit him. The problem was in the stir it might create, the aftermath. Personally, Rapp couldn't care less. But he knew if Kennedy hesitated, that would be the reason. Kennedy closed the file and removed her reading glasses. She set them down on her desk and began rubbing her eyes. Rapp watched her. He knew her well as he knew anyone. The rubbing of the eyes was not a good sign. That meant her head hurt, and in all likelihood, the discomfort was due to the pile of crap he'd just dumped on her desk. "Let me guess," she said as she looked up at him with tired eyes. "You want to eliminate him?" Rapp nodded. "Why is it that your solution always involves killing someone?" Rapp shrugged. "It tends to be more permanent that way."